Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the president of the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation, Kurt Froyen, as the application deadline for all second, third, and fourth year college students is open for scholarships. Application period is here for anybody getting ready for those Panther scholarships. I guess, Kurt, I'll let you take it away. When it comes to Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation, what are you wanting to let the people here in Marion County know?
I think it's really important is that we are in this application process period right now. Students who are planning to apply for their second, third, or fourth year of financial help, whether they're at a trade school or a two-year college working on an associate's degree or in a four-year college, we have funds available for every student that will apply. But those applications have to be in by March 1st, and that is our deadline. Now, if they go to a student goes to our website at kpsfoundation.org, K for Knoxville, P for Panther, S for Scholarship, kpsfoundation.org, all the applications are there. The applications can be emailed to me or they can be mailed to me. My information is on every page of that website, but my phone number, if they have a question that a parent or a student has a question, they can get a hold of me at 641-891-7170. Or again, go to our website, has all the information. It's critical that we have that information by March 1st. It takes us a long time to match up students with their scholarship recipients, that sort of thing. So I would really urge that students get at this right away. And I would like to say that we have had tremendous, tremendous support here from not only from our local community, but from Knoxville High School alumni all over the country. We are now entering our 17th year, and in this past 16 years, we've given out over $1.1 million in scholarships to over almost 1,300 Knoxville High School graduates. In fact, just since the 1st of January, we have had five new scholarships begun, one in honoring Dell Humiston for his years of service here in Knoxville, one by the Hussein family, who had three sons who graduated from Knoxville High School, another by Jamie and Sue Hollingshead, who are both in their family, who are both Knoxville High School graduates, and all three of their sons are Knoxville High School graduates. The Dewiggins family is giving a scholarship. They have three generations of Knoxville High School graduates. And then the Knoxville Veterinary Clinic, owned by Maggie Wilson, who is a Knoxville High School graduate. All of these are new scholarships that have begun just the first of the year. And if anyone is interested in perhaps helping students with their future plans, they can contact me at the number I've already given you at 641-891-7170, or again, go to our website at kpsfoundation.org. But students, March 1st is the deadline for getting your applications in.
I've been in Knoxville for about 4 years now, and I was kind of blown away by the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation, especially on the scholarship night when it comes to the high school and stuff like that. The thing that I'm blown away with this is you're talking about second, third, fourth year college kids. These kids that have already come through the Knoxville schools and going to school and bettering their education, and you're giving them basically a ways and means of being able to get these kids educated. So I guess for you, when it comes to this, Knoxville really won. Takes care of their own, and two, what does it mean to be able to see this happening and see these kids getting an education because of the foundation?
Nathan, I talked with the graduating seniors about their application process. I stopped at the high school today and visited with them. I can't emphasize enough the quality of people we have in this community and the quality of people who have graduated from this high school and who are doing wonderful things throughout the country, who support students who they will never see. They don't know them, they'll never meet them, but they care about them because these young men and women and the education they receive, they are the future of our country. And the unselfish selfishness of this community, and it shows up all the time in our Coaches Versus Cancer. This is a marvelous community to grow up in, and every year at that scholarship night, like you mentioned, it just gives you such a wonderful feeling. when I got out of the Navy in 1976 and just happened to end up here in Knoxville, it was one of the greatest moves of my life.
Now, also, when it comes to that, I'll just have you one more time. When it comes to this, not even just for the second, third, and fourth, the application, but the high school kids and everything, when it comes to the applications, when it comes to the scholarships for the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation, give me your best sales pitch as to why a kid who's, maybe a parent's listening to this, maybe a parent has a kid in college right now and they're thinking about how they're going to pay for college, why they should apply for that.
Today, when I mentioned, I talked to the graduating seniors, I said, raise your hand if you currently have a part-time job. Nearly every student had their hand up. I said, now keep your hands up if that job pays you at least $500 an hour. Well, naturally every hand went down. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes to fill out this application, and every student who applies is going to get at least $500 to help towards their education. But if they're going to be a plumber, an electrician, a beauty operator, a secretary, a nuclear physicist, we will help everyone who tries to get to carry out their education beyond the day that they graduate from Knoxville High School, and we'll help them for 4 years.
Thanks to Kurt Froyen for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.